A wild podcast appears. Hello, welcome to Poke Radar, the Pokemon podcast on GamesRadar.com. I'm your host, Andrew Gilbert. I'm here with
Hollander Cooper,
Greg Henniger,
and Ryan Telchnik.
And this is take two because I forgot the catchphrase for this show. It's been too long since we've done an episode.
It has been too long.
But there's a good reason.
It's been a hot minute.
We waited for the perfect week, and this is the perfect week.
It is the perfect week. Purr as in
why are you making
cats
cat
like
jokes?
Mew and...
Persian.
If you think I was going for that,
no. But yeah, also, boy, the last few weeks have been busy.
GDC.
And we're busy with little Pokemon news to talk about either. So
yes. It's like they waited. They're like, listen, but we want to hold off. We want to schedule our Pokemon news to be around when we think Poke Radar should post.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the popular Japanese TV show Pokemon Smash.
Oh, nothing at all.
So anyway, the big news this week, guys, that happened this Saturday afternoon was the reveal of the newest Pokemon, the seventh Pokemon in X and Y. They won't name it, but it looks a lot like Mewtwo.
Yeah, there's a lot. What names have you seen? So I've seen Mew3.
I've seen Mew3 is about all I've seen.
Mew2.
No way, that's just silly.
Mew2, I like that.
I like Mew2 more than I thought I would. I read it at first and I'm like, ugh, Mew2. Oh, I like that. It rolls off the tongue nice.
No way.
But yeah, so on Pokemon Smash, popular Sunday morning show in Japan, they revealed him. They showed off his its moves. I don't want to use a gender-specific term. It's an it right now. And it has all the psychic moves you'd expect from Mew, the psychic legendary, Mewtwo, the psychic legendary from the original Pokemon game. Just throwing purple spheres at people, throwing them around.
Just throwing them like no one's business.
Looks kind of like Frieza from Dragon Ball Z.
No, yeah, that's a lot of people have been comparing it to different Dragon Ball characters. Some compared it to Frieza, how like Frieza starts as a little thing like Mew. And grows into a kind of big thing like Mewtwo.
Right.
And then he's like, no, this is my final form. But then he does one more form after that one. Frieza has a fourth form. More people were comparing it to Majin Buu, if you remember.
Yeah.
I think I read Buu 2 somewhere.
Buu 2. Well, because Buu 2 had, he also has the same kind of like ponytail hanging tail.
I saw some people just say like it literally looks like they put a hat on Mewtwo. Like just Mewtwo with a hat. New Pokemon, you guys!
Well, he's got bigger thighs too. And
kind
of glove things. It's also weird. He has like almost a beret, barrette or like.
It looks like a hair clip, but it's really its head.
Yeah, a hair clip on its
head.
And
also, it looks like he has like little balloons for toes and fingers.
Yeah.
It is strange.
Kind of weird looking. Yeah. Huh.
But, the Sylveon, whatever it was, that Eeveelution, it's got like a bow that's part of its skin. So
maybe having that ribbons. Maybe X and Y, a big thing is the Pokemon really trying to show some style.
Self accessorize.
So maybe, you know how in the last games you could dress them up for talent shows? Maybe that's fused to their skin in a painful fashion.
Branded.
Yes.
It's branded onto them.
Team Brand.
So, yeah, when they announced it in all territories, they did not have a name for it yet. I want to give the Pokemon Company in America, like, credit for, like, finally recognizing that this is a global Pokemon fandom now. Like, you can't announce something in Japan and pretend no one in America's heard of it.
That's
so
they did that, like...
They've been handling it in general with X and Y. Since Black and White 2 was announced, they've been keeping pretty much day and date with when it happens in Japan. Though they believe in Japan they're keeping it a secret because there's soon to be the next Pokemon movie, Extreme Genesect is the name of it. And if anyone is an expert on Pokemon movies, they know that the way the Pokemon Company likes to do it is they have one movie where they reveal one or two new Pokemon from X and Y from the next generation,
right?
And then the next film is all about that generation. Like they did, like for example, with Black and White, Zoroark was like the main villain of a Pokemon movie, but he was the only new. Him and his lesser form were the stars of that one, and then the next one was all Black and White Pokemon,
right?
So, seems like it's going to be the case in this one. The film before was like called Extreme Genesect, and it's where Genesect, the Team Plasma created faux legendary from Black and White 2 is going to fight Mewtwo. Like, that had been the big deal with it. So, seems like Mewtwo is going to go Super Saiyan to fight Genesect.
Take it up a notch, if you will.
Yeah, he's going to kick it up a notch, exactly.
Yeah, except, and in this evolutionary process, the tail will go from its butt to its head.
From butt to head.
Also, it's not a tail. If you look at where Mewtwo's tail starts, just get a regular picture of Mewtwo.
Oh,
you're right. His tail starts at his abdomen, that's true.
Tails usually don't start in the front. Something else starts up there.
Well, certain times.
Whoa.
All right. This is getting too racy.
Just saying. Yeah,
too racy for Pokemon. All right. Well, so we will probably know what its name is on the 18th, because that is when on Pokemon Sunday morning show in Japan, they're going to reveal the newest trailer for the Genesect film. And also in Japan, they're having like an exclusive Mewtwo download for Black and White at the Genesect movie, which might come here in some form. Probably is just a GameStop download. So that's all we know about him at the moment, whatever this thing is.
What are your thoughts? Do you think it is a new evolution of Mewtwo, or is this a completely new
Pokemon? I absolutely do. It's far too similar to be anything else. There's
no legendaries have ever had evolutions.
Well, they have.
We've never had a 3D Pokemon game.
They have transformations, like
thanks.
Like in Black and White 2, there's Keldeo, and Keldeo doesn't evolve, but if you give him a certain item, he turns into sword form, and is like his horn gets pointy.
Right. I'm just saying it would be a bigger deal than just like, oh, cool, there's a new version of Mew. It's like it could be a new clone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mewtwo is an unnatural legendary anyway, so they could just...
He talks and kill scientists.
Yeah, exactly. They could... it would be believable within the film that they would just tinker with him some more and change him into something else. Or it's just a new clone of Mew. Like, they got more Mew DNA and upgraded it to that.
Yeah, that's very possible.
But or it's just a flat-out evolution.
Yeah. They just give you an item in the game. They're like, this is the Mewtwo stone. Yeah. Hand it to Mewtwo, and he turns into Mew 3.
Yeah, they find weird excuses. So, I mean, like, I know plenty of people who have, like, level 99 Mewtwos, and if it was just, like, once a Mewtwo gets to level blank, it evolves. That wouldn't make...
Yeah, it can't work.
Right. Why didn't the other ones do that?
Yeah, it's got to be an item evolution. Mm-hmm. If not, he's just an entirely... Even if in the film he changes into Mew 3, I would bet in X and Y he'll be treated as an entirely separate Pokemon.
Sure.
So that's...
Hand him, like, here, you have to give your Mewtwo a stem cell ball. He turns into Mew 3.
Ooh. All right, well, aside from that big, big news... there was just vague hints of Pokemon recently that there was an MVG interview with someone involved in the Pokemon franchise just saying this is the biggest year in Pokemon history, the guy says. And then I have to kind of agree with him. Like, it seems like it is. Like, they're launching a whole new generation. They're getting a new TV show and a new movie. And then there's the Pokemon Rumble, which we didn't even talk about last episode. Really annoyed me last episode. We did the show, and then the very next day, there's Pokemon Skylanders. That's just a thing.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's so the Pokemon Rumble, it's what's it called in Japan?
Pokemon Scramble.
Yeah, Pokemon Scramble. It's essentially Pokemon Dreidel Edition, where you just
kind of
get
tops
like toy Pokemon, and they just run into each other and then explode. Mm-hmm. And the Nintendo finally announced that they're doing what everyone thought they'd do, except with a franchise... within a franchise that people don't really care about much, which is you go to the store, you go to like a little vending machine, you put in a bunch of yens, and they give you a little Pokemon toy that you then take, put on your Wii U gamepad, and into the game spawns the exact toy in living creature Pokemon form.
And thus a billion Wii U's were sold.
It's weird though, because Pokemon Rumble is...
Well, that's why they're just testing the waters. Yeah. Like, the Pokemon Rumble is just the right size of a spin-off side game to give, like, just the novelty of near-field communication will sell it anyway.
Sure.
Then later, like, once they can also, like, work out the kinks in this and be like, oh, what happens when you actually do it in the real world with the game? So then when they finally do it with, like, Mario Party next year or a real Pokemon game.
I don't know if they'd do it with like a full Pokemon, but they'd probably do it with like a Pokemon Coliseum.
Yeah, yeah, that would actually work beautifully.
Ooh, and then they can come out with a 3DS version. You remember how the 3DS version of Heart Gold had like the little sensor that let you beam things?
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Besides having NFC, it'll also have that sensor, so you could take your character, put it on the Pokemon toy by beaming it there, and then drop it onto your Wii U.
Oh my god,
that'd be so.
The tech
awesome.
Is all there already.
It's all there. Yeah. That it hasn't been announced for the U.S. yet. You got to think they're going to do it, though. You know, if they're going to sell via vending machines, there isn't really a market for that in the U.S. You know,
they probably have to rebrand it as like a blind box toy.
Yeah, just blind box toy.
Burger King
giveaway, man. I missed out. Oh, I'm glad you said Burger King because that reminds me. I need. To
I'm
go
glad
on
you said
eBay.
Burger King too because we should do that for lunch today.
I'll be down for some.
Well, no, I need to go to eBay and buy the. I missed out on a couple Mario toys that were sold at Burger King recently for the Wii U launch, but that's neither here nor there.
Speaking of which, I was at the store and they had a bunch of Mario toys that
what?
I don't think you had. I was going to send you a picture. I need to go back and get another picture
what
for you.
What store?
Target.
Target, eh?
I think it's like blind box stuff.
All right.
Target for lunch?
Target, yeah.
We could go to San Fran and walk into... All right, anyway.
Two inside. if you don't know this, Henry loves his Mario toys and has all of them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so one other bit of news in the time since this happened, we posted, well, by We I Mean Games Radar, posted a review of Mystery Dungeon 3, the 3DS game for Pokemon. Our reviewer, Kevin Knezik, wasn't the biggest fan of it. He gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
Oof.
I believe he said that it starts off really slow, the dungeon crawling is monotonous, and incompetent partner AI. Those are on his
page.
But, I mean, the monotony of... That's mystery dungeons, though. Like, they are monotonous. That's kind of the point.
Are those the roguelike ones?
It is a roguelike, yeah. Roguelike for younger people, but I think it's still bullshit. I think it's still not good, like other things. Anyway,
Pokemon.
But when it came out, they put out the Pikachu 3DS XL.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which we got sent one by Nintendo, and it looks really cool. Like, I was tempted to get one, but then the thought of playing it on mass transit, like I play my 3DS, it was too embarrassing. I didn't have the guts to do it.
I took it on the plane.
Oh,
I flew
wow.
from here to San Diego and back and played it in full glory.
I was going to say, if you walk around San Francisco, there's always like these vendors selling knit hats, and they always have Pikachu ones.
Mm-hmm.
You should get a Pikachu hat and like a yellow hoodie, and always like you know how like in the Pokemon games you'll see like it's Pokemon fan Steve.
Oh, I love that guy.
And then
yeah.
it's just like, hi, I have 4 Pikachus, or like Butterfree Fiend Lara. Like they always like you should be. Like Pikachu fan Henry, and you just play with the Pikachu 3DS,
uh-huh.
and you go to tournaments with a team of nothing but Pikachus.
Well, that would not fare well for you, I think.
But anyway, I chose not to get it, but it turned out you couldn't get it anyway. Like, it was apparently made in very small supply. Like,
really?
I know two friends, one of them, Carolyn Goodmanson, Pokemon fans might remember her, Games Radar / Pokemon fans might remember her as the old host of Pokemon Monday, but she tried to get a Pikachu 3DS XL, pre-ordered it on Target.com, I think it was, or was it GameSpot? Stop. Whatever. She pre-ordered it somewhere, seemed to be okay, and then it didn't show up for a week, and then she finally just got an email of, no, we don't have it, sorry, we're canceling your order. Just boom, just no Pikachu
wow.
3DS for her.
Rude.
Same.
She must have been furious.
She was very disappointed. She wanted to step up to the XL, man. Yeah.
It's a bad idea. Don't do it.
I am very tempted to do it, but...
Wait,
wait until
I can't E3. Justify the money right now.
I know at E3 they're going to reveal a new... I'm sure within this year they'll reveal another iteration of the 3DS.
Right.
So only a fool would spend on the XL right now.
Unless you don't have a 3DS at all.
Oh, yeah.
In which case, you might as well.
If you don't have a 3DS, buy an XL. Like, the screen is very nice. I reviewed my Luigi's Mansion on a 3DS XL when I went back to my regular 3DS. Like, it didn't ruin it for me, but it was disappointing.
You felt like a homeless person.
Exactly.
That's what you're getting at.
Well, also, I've got a little, like, nicks have appeared on the top of my 3DS, like in the enamel, like this. Some of it's scraped off, and I'm like, man, I feel like a bum now.
Exactly.
I mean, that
like a commoner.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Though, have you guys ever been on an airplane where, like,
yes.
This has happened to me twice. Wait. Let me continue. Have you ever been on an airplane, like, and you're happily playing a DS or a 3DS? You're like, you know, this is what grown-ups do. I'm playing this. And then, like a five-year-old kid walks by also playing a DS. And you're, like, immediately filled with shame of, like, God, I can't.
I high-five the children.
I immediately
look at me weird.
You say shame, and I immediately think Street Pass. And then I'm like, I really want to know what they're playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. What do kids play? And then they usually are playing, like, some garbage, like,
My
Disney
Baby's 12.
Thing. Or, like, Cars, some Cars game or something.
It's Planes.
Some Planes. Game for babies.
That Planes movie looks stupid, man. Anyway.
Yeah, you tell them.
Isn't it stupid? It's just like, oh, kids love Cars, let's make Planes. And it's not a Pixar movie. It is made by Disney internal.
Yeah, and we can only be so upset considering Pixar's last two movies kind of sucked. So
Brave could have been
it
better.
Suck.
Brave could have been better.
Didn't see Cars 2.
I only got halfway through Cars 2.
And Brave was...
Brave was fine.
Brave was
fine.
Not exceptional.
Brave was like fine. A D in Pixar terms.
I would say C plus.
Wow. You must be...
I'd say B.
In your heart, you are a girl who has mother issues. Because that's the only way you'd enjoy that movie.
I really connected with that movie.
You don't get to see many children's films that involve like mother-daughter issues. Like, you know, so it was different in that way.
I like the music.
Meh. All right. So... Now for the Pokemon Spotlight of this week, and once again we're staying in our comfort zone with Gen 1 Pokemon, but again, the news calls for it, so it is Mewtwo.
I'm afraid the Pokedex entry for this particular Pokemon isn't terribly exciting, but I'll read it out loud anyways.
All right.
Mewtwo. Pokemon unknown. No available data. Huh. There it is. Pokemon entry for Mewtwo.
My favorite memory of Mewtwo, besides capturing one with a Master Ball, because I'll be damned if I was going to actually deal with not catching it, was actually the first movie. Mm-hmm. Just watching Mewtwo go, like, essentially have the same scene that happened in Independence Day, where the alien goes crazy and murders a bunch of scientists, except watching it in a Pokemon movie, like a PG version. Big fan of that. Good to see a Pokemon finally be like, huh, I'm alive. Murder, 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 murder.
That huge battle at the end of that movie, too, was pretty great.
And I'm really happy that Love saved everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that just the tears of Pikachu could bring Ash back to life. I don't know how Ash getting stuck in the crossfire of giant Pokemon attacks turns him into stone. Like,
oh, that's right.
I don't know why that was the result. But yeah, so Mewtwo is a clone of Mew. The Mew is the most rare of legendaries for the longest time. It took a while before it was any kind of common other than by hackers. Like, people were actually hacking the original Pokemon to get Mew. Because Mew was on it, just couldn't get it.
It was a Japanese... Like, in Japan, they gave out Mew at, like, special events, but because of that, it was just on the game.
Yeah, and if you were in Nintendo Power, like, in America, did a contest for it, but... Like, only, like, 12 people in America had a legit Mew.
Everyone else hacked it. Yeah, literally
everyone
other
else.
Person.
Yeah, everyone else.
Zero satisfaction in that, though.
Yeah. Well, there's no other way to get it. Like, it's literally impossible.
You never have completeness. But you want to be complete. Well, anyway, so because of that rarity of Mew, in the story, I believe it was Team Rocket or Giovanni, the head of Team Rocket, like... was able to find Jurassic Park style DNA of Mew and grafted it onto this sci-fi Pokemon, Mewtwo, who then broke free of his masters and was out in the wild. And eventually you find him hanging out in a cave and catch him, bring him home. But so in the movies, though, I actually remember on the show, they timed it perfectly, the TV show and the movie, coming out because there's an episode where it was Ash was going for the badge that Giovanni in the game would give him. Gary gets there first, fights Giovanni, and Giovanni unleashes Mewtwo on him and Gary loses. But then Mewtwo, who's like covered in like this weird armor and stuff, so you don't really get to see him, escapes. And then Giovanni has to go chasing after him. Meaning then Ash got to fight for the badge, not against Giovanni, but against stupid Team Rocket. But but so it was a great team. Like, you got to see flashes of Mewtwo, and he was so, like, weird and different and like a Terminator or something. And then the movie was, like, out in theaters, like, 2 weeks later.
Yeah, they did a good job, and we'll be discussing it on a Games Radar article this week about how Pokemon is one of the first successful transmedia franchises. Like, of course, Zelda had a TV show and Mario had a TV show, but Pokemon was like, no, we're going to tease the games and the movie. Like, everything is intertwined and related to each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, it really ended up being like a great, just like, it ended up being very lucky for Pokemon in America. Like you said, with Mario and Zelda and all those other cartoons, what happened would be the game would get very successful, and then like 2 years later at best they'd finally finish making the cartoon based on that. Or some cases with movies, like the Super Mario Brothers movie didn't come out to what, 93? Like,
yeah.
Which is when, who cares about Super Mario at that? Oh, everyone did, but Super Mario was certainly not like everybody's most exciting thing. But so with Pokemon, like, it came out in 96 in Japan. And it didn't come to America until like early 98. So they already had 2 years of anime to bring here. And it was just like the perfect primer to tell people, this is what Pokemon is, kids. Get excited and buy this immediately. It's in the store right now.
And I did.
Uh-huh. We all did it. And we all went to the Pokemon movie with Mewtwo. Like, I think we all saw it in theaters, right?
Yep. I got a card. Did you guys get any of the cards that they were giving away?
No, they were. I know they were giving away cards there.
Yeah,
but,
I think I got a shiny blue Gyarados. Very happy.
You should have been.
I remember the Mewtwo trading card not being particularly amazing.
I don't think I ever got to see it. Yeah.
I did. But
Ryan had the
memory
only one.
Serves. It wasn't anything to write home about.
Also, Mewtwo's, like, he had a second. I think it was just a direct-to-video movie, but he had one called, like, Mewtwo Strikes Back, where Ash and the gang met him again. But it really annoyed me at the end of the Pokemon movie, where Ash gets his memory erased, and they're just like, he doesn't remember any of it. Like, he doesn't remember saving the world. So when he meets Mewtwo the second time, he doesn't realize he's met him before. But Mewtwo, like, tries to set himself straight, but we'll see how good he stays in the Genesect movie.
Dun, dun, dun.
So in the comments for this episode, please share your favorite Mewtwo memories. Did you catch him in the original one, or when he was hanging around in other games as an extra legendary? I remember catching him pretty recently, and 2 years ago, in Heart Gold, Soul Silver. Like, he's in that one. Heart Gold does a really good job of just giving you every legendary at the end. Like, you need these legendaries. Thanks for playing. Here they all are.
Thanks for rebuying this game, you guys.
Yeah, you can't get them. You can't get them as easily anywhere else.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, yeah. Tell us in the comments. I guess that about does it for this week, right?
Yep,
guys.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So until the next time, there's big Pokemon news. Probably the 18th or the Tuesday after the 18th. Poke Radar out.